Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got our good friend Nancy Rozanoff back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Nancy is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on her 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. And she is our one and only intuition expert in the Brain Trust. None can compare. None could replace her or substitute for her. And for a long time, she has been focusing on the impact, the effects, the contribution that to intuition makes in our lives, in the way we live our lives, the way we make decisions in our businesses. She wrote the book called The Complete Idiot's Guide to Making Money Through Intuition. Also, her newest book is called Knowing When It's Right, an Intuitive Approach to Improving Relationships. And she's our good friend, Nancy Rozanoff. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, am I really the only Brain Trust person you have that talks about intuition?
You're my only intuition. And others have tried to break in here, yeah? Nancy, and we just turn them away.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. And I mean, how could anybody compare to you, Nancy? I mean, when you start, you know, when we hit the mother load when we got you, Nancy, out with the best, where do you go from there? We probably should have started with someone who was, you know, an intuition expert from a lesser god or something,
and
built up to you, but we went right to the top with you, and so
okay.
we're glad you're here.
Yes.
One of the things that has been interesting to me about small business owners is we always want to get to somewhere else.
That's right.
We always want to be somewhere else. We can't wait to be to the next goal, accomplish the next goal. And years ago, I wrote a piece where I said, you know, you should stop and enjoy the fact that you can actually enjoy the fact that it's a success. It's an accomplishment.
That's
to
right.
be at this moment, to be able to actually contemplate another goal.
Exactly. And also, just to be here in the day, that the fact that you have the chance to run your own business, to have an idea and watch it come to fruition, even if that moment it looks like it's not going to work out.
Right. Yeah. Why do we do that, and why is it so hard to embrace, value, and appreciate where we are right now?
Well, I think it's human nature, right? That we've all been conditioned to think that I'll be happy when I have this much money, or when I have these
right.
many employees, or
right.
when I have these many customers. That because we're so focused on that what makes us happy is sort of this material satisfaction, this something that's measurable. And we really miss the point often. I mean, I'm not saying those are bad. It's wonderful to have lots of clients and to see your business going well. But we all know, right, that there's often when we get what we thought we wanted, we're overwhelmed.
So there's no question.
Line.
There's no question. So what you're saying is that there could be a conflict between the beauty of appreciating what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And the natural human tendency to want more.
Yes. And what I'm saying is that what the intuitive mind recognizes is that whatever our mental climate is right now, that's what we're going to get. So if our mental climate is I need more, or I need to get someplace by tomorrow or by next year, then that idea that I'm living in the future is what we're always going to have with us. It's never enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like you said, we never stop, and it's not stopping, really. That's a misperception. We think that, well, if I'm happy now, then I won't be motivated. And that's not true.
Well, but there is this thing. Someone once told me one time, you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten. You know, so we always, and the marketplace.
Do you think that's true? I don't think that's true.
I think in the marketplace there is some validity to that, because the marketplace moves pretty fast, Nancy. You know that very well.
Oh yes.
So if you aren't moving, if you aren't evolving and growing and you know, taking steps to stay in pace with the marketplace, if you're not doing that, then you're probably going to get run over. But still, the challenge, and this is a real issue for small business owners. The challenge is to be able to run your business with that pace, mm-hmm. while still valuing the moment.
Right. And so here I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, because you're a prime example of that, right? Now,
okay.
So you've been doing this radio show for 12 years.
Almost, uh-huh.
And yes, this radio has changed, right, in 12 years?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Lots of changes have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And would you say that you're still interested in what you're doing?
I love it more than anything I've ever done in my whole life.
Right, and so that interest,
but yet
is what keeps you going, right? Mm-hmm. So then you'll be interested in the next new technology that affects radio, right?
Well, see,
you're interested in these things, and it's through that love that gets you involved. It's not because, well,
I'd
better do this, otherwise I'm not going to make it.
When I see
that,
here's something
kind of thought, right?
Here's something that I've been saying for a long time, Nancy. See, we were on the radio in November of 97, but mm-hmm. I was simulcasting on the internet in January of 98. Three
uh-huh.
months later, I was simulcasting.
You an early pioneer.
Well, yeah, we were simulcasting on the internet before Microsoft had a player.
Right.
But here's the thing that I think is important, and I've been saying this a long time, and I think it's something that really is important for small business owners to realize. It's okay to fall in love with what you do. And this may be the answer to your conflict.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
And does that answer the... I wonder if that answers the conflict.
I think that does. You know, that's what I'm saying is that... and you're saying the same thing. That our interest in what we're doing, our love of it, keeps us engaged, and then we respond to the new innovations, the
mm-hmm.
new technologies,
exactly.
the new things out of love.
Right.
So if we do it out of, oh, I better do this or something terrible is going to happen to me,
right.
then we're coming at it out of a sense of fear or competition, and then we're going to always be unhappy.
And exactly. Folks, this is Nancy's really brought us some great ideas here, some great thoughts, and these are very important for small business owners, especially as we move into whatever is ahead of us in this economy and this marketplace. 20 after, we're going to be right back with our good friend Nancy Rozanoff. Her book is called Knowing When It's Right.
One can tell.
The late, great Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, from The Nexus, the song The Nexus, out of the Innocent Age album. Check that out when you go to Best Buy or somewhere like that, local record store. That dates me, doesn't it, Nancy? Record store.
It does, record store, man.
Nancy Rozanoff, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. And she remembers record stores.
Yes.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame.
That's another casualty of the new age, right?
I know it.
Folks, if you were in love with records, man, you're history.
I was in love with records, weren't you?
Of course,
yeah.
I love with records.
But really,
we love music.
Love music, that's exactly right.
And so now it comes in all these different ways.
Nancy Rozanoff is our guest, folks. You can find her on my website, which is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Many different ways, articles and past interviews that we've done. You can check out a lot of the other things that we do there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you will, because we got something you can do in anywhere from 5 seconds to 15 minutes. Also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Nancy, you've got a blog site.
I do. It's you can get to it from rozanoff.com.
Right.
And I also call it The Meta View.
And that's two F's, folks. Everything else is one letter, but two F's on the end. Rozanoff.com.
Uh-huh. And the other one is, it's called The Meta View. It goes to the same place.
Uh-huh.
It's this looking at life with this intuitive perspective, looking at current issues.
And you've got, are all of your television programs up on archive?
They're coming up. It's like if you go to the blog site, go to the MetaView, there'll be a tag that says the listening place. And if you go there, and many of my shows are up, and they're all getting up.
Good,
one
good.
By
We're glad to hear that it is that those
some
are
great interviews.
Becoming available.
Yeah.
Nancy, folks, we're talking about this tension, this conflict potentially between trying to appreciate it and enjoying the moment so you can have some joy in your life.
Yes.
But the human tendency, the natural drive in a human being to want more, and not only the drive, but the necessity, Nancy, the marketplace is moving. I mean, we feel the vibration of this marketplace moving along either beside us or in front of us or behind
mm-hmm,
us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're either staying apace mm-hmm. or we're getting run over or we're being left behind. And so we feel that we have to move on. And small business owners, maybe more than big companies, because we've got so much to accomplish. We're so little compared to everything else. But yet, Nancy, we didn't start our businesses, most of us didn't start our businesses to be big. We started it to have a little bit of control over our lives, maybe mm-hmm. to do some other things that we couldn't do when we worked for a big company.
Mm-hmm.
And do we lose sight of that when we try to grow our businesses? Do we forget that what we're doing this for was to have some peace of mind?
Yes, I think absolutely we do. And we were on the break, we were talking about how fearful the business environment has become
yep.
over the last
yep.
year and how contagious that is. And that fearfulness, actually, we can see comes out of that idea that I have to be at a certain place in the future. It's
mm-hmm.
future thinking, right? So fear can only happen when we're thinking that we're going to fail, that we're not making it. And that's always something that's happening in the future, right at this moment. We're okay.
Yeah. And you know,
if we've got a big problem in that moment, there's always a solution if we're quiet enough and receptive enough and open enough and willing enough to kind of see how all the pieces are coming together.
Nancy, what if we did this? What if we looked around and said, okay, I still want my business to be at a certain place in 5 years, but today I had a real good conversation with a prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Today, one of my employees did a really good thing, and I helped them with it.
Mm-hmm.
Today, a customer thanked me for a good job that we did.
Yeah.
In other words, take inventory of all the mm-hmm. things that happened today,
mm-hmm.
and find some happiness in all of that. The ability to anticipate a goal, but also the satisfaction of something good that happened today.
Yes, that's really great, and because we're seeing that happiness. See, what we're saying is happiness is not peripheral. Happiness mm-hmm. is not some sideline thing that we get as a bonus.
Right.
Happiness is actually a driver. It is if that sense of happiness and joyfulness actually allows us to think more clearly
mm-hmm.
and to be open to new ideas.
Well, this is the only September 9th, 2009 that we're going to have.
Right.
We don't get to go back and do this over again. This is not dress rehearsal,
right.
as my friend Jim Donovan says.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we need to claim this day, don't we?
Yes. Yes.
And I think I'll tell you something else, Nancy. I think if we can do that, I think that makes us better managers, better leaders, and better, and I think our people will appreciate us more if we can do that. Because that takes an edge off of us a little bit, doesn't it?
It certainly does. It allows us to be receptive to new ideas.
Yeah.
If we're frightened or totally focused on what has to happen in the future, then we're going to be very closed-minded
mm-hmm.
and narrow-minded and shallow in our thinking.
Can we learn to be intuitive that way rather than intuitive, our intuition be more about the future?
Absolutely. You know, as soon as just having this conversation, right, we can see it more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
It's learning, yes, it's being open, it's recognizing what works and what doesn't work, which is part of human intelligence.
Yeah.
Right? If we can see that being so frightened is actually limiting our capacity to be intelligent
mm-hmm.
and to be creative, then we might be willing to try something else.
Hey, Nancy, give us that website again, please.
It's rosanoff.com, rosanoff.com.
It's outstanding. The book is called Knowing When It's Right. That's one of her books. Nancy, good job today. We're looking forward to next time already.
All right, Jim.
Nancy Rosanoff, the one and only. She'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Here are the Stones to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.